You know, sitting in front of the computer screen is not all that edifying. So we'll try to go a little bit more quickly in the time that we have, but also tomorrow let's try to do, again, 2 o'clock, but maybe we'll just continue the topic because I think we are running out of time, but we'll, you know, try to say something short also on the upcoming cut. So we were in the middle of discussing, or towards the end of discussing, the problem of Chalipa Isurianon, and I want to start today and continue tomorrow with the next Gemara by Vav Tzayin Amud Beis. So regarding just a few outstanding questions on Chalipa Isurianon, which is, again, a massive topic, but clearly a topic that, you know, is very, very important. And actually, you'll see this is this Rashi here in Chulin, and of course, Rashi in Avodah Zarah, the Rishonim here are very critical to this topic, so it's just important that we did it. we saw that there's a massive machlokas on Rishonim. We tried to explain the parameters, whether or not there's an Isur Hana for the machlif, even in a situation where there's no Tfisas Damim, that's Hektesh, Shvias, Avodah Zarah, right, have this intrinsic Isur Hanah effect. We talked about them as well and whether they're all the same. But typically the din is that Isur Hanah is not Tofes Damim outside of those three cases. And consequently, even though it's Osur Limkar for sure, Im Avar Umachar, one would think that there is no remnant in the money that is received in the Chalipa Isur Hanah, that that would be something which would be mutter. Okay, that's what we've been discussing. And there disagrees, and Rashi and Avodah Zarah disagrees. Rashi and Avodah Zarah certainly thinks it's a Din Rabbanan. I was arguing and felt that also the first day of the Ramban felt that Rashi here in Chulin is a fundamental halakha, that the raya that he brings, the fact that he omits all of these, establish that. So that according to, there's a view in the Rishonim that Chalipa Isur Hanah, even though it's not Tofes Damim, is Osur Lagavra Minat Torah. I was trying to suggest that that isn't kind of a Chalipa Isur Hanah. That's kind of a, he's still being Nana, he indirectly is being Nana from the Cheftza, not from the Cheftza, the Cheftza, but Begavra from the Cheftza. Okay. And then there is Rashi and Avodah Zarah, and many Rishonim agree because they think that's what the Gemara Nedarim says. And that is that there is this Din Drabbanan. Question is, if it's a Din Drabbanan, how does it work? So some of them formulated simply as a Knas, including the second day of the Ramban here. Rajbai tried to show conflates both days of the Ramban. We'll get to that in just a second. I think it's very consequential, whether it's Stama Knas or and it's similar to the idea that I was suggesting before, and that is, well, this is an indirect way where you continue to be Nana from the Isur Hanah. And the third Shita, which is the Ramban's own view, certainly he thinks also supported by the Yerushalmi, which is that there's no Isur Drabbanan whatsoever. As for the Gemara Nadarim, the Rajma has a way out of that Gemara that's very important. And this is something, these three Shitas end up touching a whole bunch of issues, you know, Kiddusha Isha, in terms of no sin of Mekabel, the question of, you know, Nimsa She'en Damim, or Nimsa She'esh Damim, you know, Li Surei Hana, and the din of Trumas Chametz, and other such things, and whether or not, again, we look at Isurei Hana in terms of, you know, what you can extract or derive therefrom, as opposed to, you know, the question of its intrinsic status, stature, and value. So again, one perspective is, you know, to look at Isur Hanah, you know, and to kind of weigh all the possible kulas and chumras, in this case kulas. So what about things like chol hashem basakana, or chol mesukan, or afer, or shelo kaderech, those kind of issues. As opposed to, and then included in that is, you know, what will happen in Avar Umachar, even if it's Asur Limkar, but if Avar Machar he can use the money impunity, even the Gavra HaMachlif. So what impact does that have in terms of Gezel, in terms of Chiyuv, Tashlumin in the case of Truma, etc.? Or do we say that the real issue is about the value of Isurana as a Chefza, or the Shem Bailus in Isurana? We talked about the Lashonos of the Ramban, and the Rajba here, and the Ritva here, and again, the Balei Tosas. What's Koveya Legabe Damim, and what's Koveya Legabe even Lechat Mekadish and Isha, etc. So that's the, broadly speaking, what we were discussing, and there's a lot that goes into that. What I wanted to finish up with is two things. Number one, a Rambam, which I was going to speak about, but I didn't get a chance to, and then Natan asked me about it also last after the Shir, and that's the Rambam Minuchas Bikurim about Petra Chamor. I want to speak about that for a couple of minutes, and then I also want to speak about some of the questions that are debated in the poskim, which I think highlight some of the questions that we've been discussing. But that I'm just going to run through very quickly. And again, since it's, you know, not only Shlosh Shem Yom, but we're already within Chodesh Nisan. So the fact that some of these discussions are revolve around Chametz and Pesach is very nice. I'm just going to stick to the core of it, leave the rest for another time. So regarding Shitas HaRambam, so the Rambam is quoted, as we saw, by the Ramban as saying what? Rami? On this question, whether or not the Machlif has an Isali Honos from the Chilufin or not? What's the Rambam Shita? Rami?
Yeah. Right, there's the Rambam as quoted in the Ramban.
Yeah. Get some ammunition here. Holds like Rashi or holds like the Ramban?
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Why would you think that the Ramban would quote it?
Right.
No, that's not really fair. That was meant to be humorous. We hope that, you know, intellectual honesty would have him relate to it no matter what. But he'd be happier about it. Ellie Goldberg?
He says that the Rambam holds there's no Iser Gavra.
That there's no Iser Gavra. So did you check out that Rambam, Ellie?
Yeah, we looked at it. We didn't really know which
Rambam
he
was
talking about. Yeah.
Okay, anybody actually find it? Moshe, Spurn? No? What about David?
Yeah, I saw it. Machalos Asuros.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Is it there or not?
Hold on, let me pull it up.
Did you think it was a problem or good?
Well, I believe...
I mean, again, if you can't take the Ramban's word for it, who in this world who can you trust?
But, I believe,
you know, at the same time, yeah. Right, he wouldn't want us to take his word for it. Right? So out of respect for him and for the Ramban, we always have to look it up.
Well, I believe the Magen Mishnah there also said that he agrees with the Ramban.
Yeah, I mean, it seems pretty straightforward. Yeah. This is, you have it, Perek Ches.
Yeah, Halacha Tazayin. Yeah, Tazayin, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Read it for us quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So, Kol Machal Shu Asur Bahana, Im Nene, Velo Akil, Velo Akil, Kagon Shemakar, O, Nasana Akam, O, Lakalavim, Eno Loka.
And that's the Rambam's famous Shita, which we're not going to discuss now, but Yirtzeh Hashem next year in person. And that is that there's no Malkus when you violate Isurana. That's an important issue in the Rambam. You know, it's connected to his views on in Hilchos Isoria Torah and in Sefer Mitzvot regarding Basa B'chalav, and the famous Nekuda Nifla'a in the Pirush Mishnayos and Krisos about Yisr Chal Yisr. This is like an advertisement for next year. Okay, but we're not going to discuss that now. So here's one of the places where the Rama mentions that there's no malchus for violating Yisuri Ana, but it is a violation. Right, David?
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
So, makras o makas martas, v'adamim mutarin.
Oh, that's the key line, right? V'adamim mutarin. Then, v'chol davar shaser b'achilo mutar b'hana.
Afa pishu mutar b'hana.
Well, hopefully we'll get to that also. That's an important issue. What does that mean? Schora. Obviously, you're allowed to be nana from it, but, you know, being nana from it and making a business out of it, you know, that's two different ideas. That's a really important idea, but that's not for now. Correct? So it's pretty, so when the Ramban quoted the Rambam as advocating his position against that of the Rashi and most Rishonim who agree with the Bali Tosis pretty much say that Rashi is right based on their reading of the Gemara and the Nadarim. Right? So the Ramban was being very accurate. Correct? Except that there is another Rambam. And that other Rambam is regarding Petra Chamor. What do we have there, Natan?
Yeah, it's in Hilchos Bikurim, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Dalet.
Correct.
I have it open if you want. There he says, yeah, I do. There he says, Petra Chamor Aser Bahanaya Ad Shifte V'im Machro Kodim Pinyon Damav Asurim.
Yeah. In Machru Kodim Pidjon Dama Vasurin.
And the Ravid
calls him out on it.
Calls him out, yeah. The Ravid says, in Dama Vasurin Lama Yinem Lakoin, the Yana the Henshari Podin Petr Hamar Bishvuyov. And then he says, Vichim Yisuri Hanasha Tosin Estimein, who's there?
Yeah. So that, of course, is the key line, meaning this isn't Shvius, and it's not Avodah Zarah, and it's not Hektesh. So, why is it, right, that it would be Tofes as Damim? Did the Rambam say that it was Tofes as Damim, Natan?
He says that the Dam of Zasurin, so it's not, he at least thinks that there's an Isser on the Damim.
Right, it's hard to know whether he means Dam of Asurin, meaning it's Tofes Damim, or whether he means parallel to Tirashi. I mean that it's us or low
for the person, yeah.
For him, it's us or, right? But of course, either way, that would be a stira to Machalas Asuras. The first way is even more problematic. The Nose Kalim, before we get to Nose Kalim, actually, the Meiri in Kiddushin anticipated the Achronim and asked the following question. He quotes this is on page 274 on Nun Zayin Amud Beis in Kiddushin, these sugyas. In, the Gemara speaks about the Isra Hana of Petra Chamor, also as being probably can't be Mekadosh and Isha with that either, but you could be, sounds like you could be Mekadosh B'dmeyim. So he says, the Gedolim Mechabrim Kosim Petra Chamor Asurin, this Nun Zayin Amud Beis, Bani Tema. Right? Again, he's not exactly asking the Ravid's question. He's asking seemingly the parallel to it. But he answers Vishemahim Sovrim Shadamim Asr Lamocher. Right? Aval mutarim lacherim bim kenkish yagia liada isha mutarim variesh mamon eitz ala makabel. So it sounds like what the Meiri is answering, right, is that it's not tfisa stamim, right, it's an isra gavra. And in the case of kiddusha isha, that makes it not so much a problem, because there's a makabel, there's just not a nosein. Now, of course, that line about makabel and nosein parallels what I was suggesting, the Ramban in the first answer, even when he holds Rashi's a din daraisa, how he's going to explain the sugya in Kiddushin, namely connected with the whole problem of the Mishnah Lamelech, namely that Kiddushin requires Kabbalah, not necessarily Nesina. Sounds like that's what the Meiri is saying about this particular problem. So the Meiri is suggesting to limit the damage, let's say, in the Rambam, and that is that it's limited to being machlif agavra. But of course, it still remains to be a stira with machalas asuras. So what is really going on? So if you look, there's a tshuva of Rabbi Kiveger in his ksavim. I think in the bottom of the Miri he makes reference to it as well. He definitely makes reference in the bottom there to the discussions in the Note of Yehuda about this Rambam. There are a lot of discussions in Note of Yehuda about this Rambam. But let me just talk about very briefly about Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger here, it seems like he's caught in between some sons-in-law. That can be a really, you know, tricky kind of a thing, you know. So the Chvod Yedidi Mechutani, or Mechutanim, Rav Rab Zanvil, Asher Bikesh, Lechasni, Harav Rab Wolf Shif, Lisholi Bishmo, Belechto Heino Yishuv Al Godal Hatmiya, Shabbatuvas Nar to be Huda Al Rambam, the Machar Patechamar, Lama Vasurim. Right, Hamasisim Mifureshes, Perik based in Kiddushin, Machar Mekiddush Bidveh Mekudeshes, which is in the Meiri's, where the question was already asked by the Meiri. Right, he doesn't like what he wrote. Right, So this is very interesting. He says, in fact, one of the chiddush or the difference between Petar Chamor and everything else is that it's nifte b'seh kol shehu, but also b'shavya in its value, it's nifta yidei damim. Initially, Rabbi Kiveger thinks that this is a problem. L'cha'ora ein chiluk im mazkir shem pidyon o shem mecher. That's kind of a little bit one of the things that the Ravid is talking about. And then also Kalim there in Perikid Beis Hilchos Bikurim, they're wondering why, if he accepts my, why isn't that just called Pidyon? So then also Kalim there discussed this question. Let's say you sell for a right value or more than its value a Petar Chamor. Is that considered a Pidyon or does it have to be L'shem Pidyon? Is Pidyon about money or is Pidyon is like a different chalos? It's being podet. It's like a, you know, it's like a process, it's like a legal hektish kind of a process. It's not really an exchange of money. It's an interesting issue. The Bein Derech Pidyon, Bein Derech Mekach Mischalel, he's comparing it to hektish, Chaim B'Sukkah. So Rabbi Kiveger initially comes to the suggestion that it depends how much you gave, maybe you gave under the price. Torah Chomet Arama Mayri Hechid Delekel Mesia Lamidin Pidyon, Kegom B'Pachos Midmei Shavyon, or the behektesh gam kemahani rakechid alokeach yodeya, right? Shehu hektesh. He's trying to suggest that there are only technical reasons why this doesn't even work as pidyon. Some of the notes of Kalim think, and he himself later, you know, considers this as well, that this goes to a fundamental question, and that is how are you poda? How does pidyon work in Petar Chamor? Is it monetary value? Where the monetary value is a din iser, it's a shame pidyon. It's a kind of a chilul and a pidyon. Okay, that's anyway. But then he goes on to say ulam adayin lo yaspik lemaskana. So he wants to say the following: niel anias daiti dab emes godla tmias arayvin bechizem isuri anad de tov sin damav de lo mashkachas rak ba'avad zaru shvius. So he says a chiddush, which I'd like to half accept. First of all, he's not making the distinction of the Meiri between the Mocher, or the Bailim, and everybody else. He is actually assuming that this is a kind of Tofes Damim, which would make the Kiddushin problem more acute, obviously, in terms of the Isha. But what he's explaining is that what's unique about Petar Chamor is that it's Omid Lepidjon. And by virtue of the fact that it's Omid Lepidjon, that makes it a different kind of Isser Anah. It means that there's a connection between, right, the Mamon, or the Tachlif, and the Cheftza. And what he wants to suggest is that if you do it right, which either means the person knows that it's L'shem Pidjon, or maybe it has to be Mefurish that it's B'Torah's Pidjon, or maybe it just has to be the right price, or some combination thereof. So if you do it right, you can be Mafkia Isuri Hanah Petra Chamor through Pidjon. If you do it wrong, what he's saying is, there's still a chalos kesher, there's still a connection, a tziruf, between the money and the Isur Anah. And therefore, if you miss, if you swing and you miss in this particular case, right, then what happens is that the chalos Isur Anah is Tofes Damav. Either you're Poda or you're going to be Tofes Damav. It's one of two options. Again, one could have said that an Isurei Hanab, which is Nitan Lepidjon, is simply a less intrinsic Isurei Hanab, and one that is even less likely to be Tofes Damav. Just want to make sure there's no emergency. Okay. What Rabbi Kivager is saying is the fact that it is Nitan Lepidjon means that there's a chalos Tziruf, right, to Damim. And that either works to be Matir, or if not, then it ricochets, right, or boomerangs back in terms of Tfisas Damim. But what I like to suggest is a little bit different. I'd like to use the Meiri, but a similar kind of a logic. What I'd like to say is that instead of saying that Isuri Hanah, typically Isuri Hanah is intrinsic, and typically, Isurei Hanah, for that reason, is not Nitan Lepidjon. I don't want to get into Shvius and Hektish right now, because they might be actually similar here. But the bigger idea being that maybe the evidence in the Rambam is not that there's Tfisas Damim, because then you get into the problem of Kiddusha Isha as well, but it's for him. But the idea is as follows. Typically, as we've been explaining the sheet, the way I wanted to explain Rashi Doraisa, the way I understand the Ramban understands, the way I understand Rashi and Chulin, is that there's a tziruf between the money and continuing to be nera, not from the chafta, but from the Isur Hana. And what I think the Rambam is saying is that that can only be in a situation where the Isurei Hana itself has the potential to be linked or affected by Mamon, Damim. And the fact that it has that in Pidjon, I'm using basically 50% of Rabbi Kivager. I'm basically using the Rabbi Kivager, I'm kind of lumdicizing it a little bit, and then I'm applying it to the Meiri's pshat in the Rambam. And what I'm saying is, the Rambam holds that lu yitzuyar, in a regular Isra Hanab, there was a tziruf to the damim, then in Hanami there would be an Isra Gavra. But the fact is that it's intrinsic Isra Hanab. And therefore, what you have is a violation. There's no tfisas damim. And therefore, there's no chalos, you know, that the Gavra's continued use of the Cheftza or exploitation or benefit from the Cheftza is expressed through the Mamon. We just don't have that. But Lu Yitzur, you had it because it was the kind of Isur Hanah that itself, you know, was Nitan to a kind of Pidjon or a Chilul, and therefore can be associated with Kesem. This is Chalos Mamon Keneged HaYisur Hana. Now the question is going to work or not work. Then at minimum, what you have is the effect of that continuing to define, you know, what it is that you are doing on a Gavra Yisur Hana level. Okay, everybody clear on that? Ari, got that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, great. So that is the suggestion for the Rambam. And in light of that, I just want to move on to thinking about a couple of other things very quickly. So,
Ari? Can I say a clarification on that?
Sure.
Are we saying that for the Rambam, that it's going to be like the Meiri, that the for the Petra Hamard only exists on that person and not Tofes HaStamav, or are we throwing that out the window? So still exactly taking the Meiri.
Yeah. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. As opposed to Rabbi Kiveger, who does not make that distinction, I'm using Rabbi Kiveger's Ha'ara, that the fact that this is Nitan the Pidyon, instead of being a reason, you know, to make it more makel, is a reason to make it more connected with demei, you know, the demei atachlifen. That part I'm using of Rabbi Kiveger.
And why, and if it's based on the tzirif, why is it only applied to that person, not to the money itself?
Because I still think it makes more sense to say that on the level, because it isn't tofes damim, and there is no evidence that aside from Avodah Zarah Gilya, Avodah Zarah Shvias and Hekdesh, that anything is Tofes Damim. I think Tfisas Damim requires like a certain level and a certain understanding also of what it is. The nature of the Yisrael, as I said, Kedushas Shvias, you know, the toxicity, you know, of Avodah Zarah, you know, the intrinsic Kedusha of Hekdesh. I don't think you have any of that in Petar Chamor. But what I do think you have in Petach Hamar is the fact that it's Omer the Pidyon, and that, you know, the mitzvah is even Liftosa Beseh, that does continue to associate the tachlif in a way, or the effort, you know, to put a dollar figure on it or a pidyon, you know, method on it, but it associates that, you know, with the Petach Hamar. So I just think that it makes sense that it's limited. Because again, you still have to deal with the problem of the Meiri, and that is, why is there Kiddusha Isha? This is under the rubric of Machar, Kiddush, Machar v'Kiddush b'Demei Mekudeshes. So for that reason, I think the Meiri is very compelling. And I also think that this logic actually makes more sense, not as a din in Tfisas Damim, but as a din in the Tziruf to the Gavra on a Usserly Hanos, you know, Chayfetz, Mina Chayfetz, you know, level. Clear? Yeah? Okay, great.
Another way of saying this very similarly, but just slightly different. Another way of saying that the fact that it's Nitan Lepidyon means that in itself, the Yisur Hana is more of a Gavra oriented Yisur Hana because it's not really about any particular Chetzah.
Yeah, I think I thought I said that already, but yeah, 100%. But I think that's an overlapping idea also.
Yeah.
Again, because what I meant to say, I thought I said that before, that the more intrinsic the Yisur Hana is, the less likely it would be to pidyon, be nitan the pidyon anyway. I think that's what I meant before when I said that. So the fact that it's nitan the pidyon already gives it more flexibility. And more makes it more of a usur li chanos mimenu kind of a thing, rather than being something like is, you know, and therefore, it also explains why. I'm not saying what Rabbi Kiveger is saying, that this is a kind of a pidyon. Well, I mean, if it was a pidyon, it would be mutar. So then it would still be all or nothing. But again, for the same reason you can be poded, it's nitan to it. That's a reason to continue to see it in a flexible way. You know, lakula. I'm saying lakula and lachumra. Basically, what I was trying to say before is, you could have thought it's only a kula, can't be more machmir. So, if in general the suriana, which are more chamur because they're not nitan lepidyon, you know, according to the Rambam in Macholos Asuros, there's no Isser Gavra. How could there be an Isser Gavra here? So that's like, that's the idea, 100%. That's basically one of the things I'm trying to say. Okay. Having said that, let me just talk about the just for a second. So again, in this halacha regarding chametz gets nifsak in Shulchan Aruch. It sounds an awful lot like we paskin, like the Ramban and the Yerushalmi and the Rambam and Makolot Hasuros. This is Taf Mem Gimel Gimel. Im kanu shum davar b'chametz. Right? One second. Im kana, sorry. Shum davar b'chametz. Achar she shows. Mutter. Mipnei shechametz eina tofez dama. That's the comment of the Shulchan Aruch in the very end of Simen Taf Mem Gimel. Interesting, because our Gemara here in Chulin isn't talking about Achar Shei Shos, right? It's talking about Chametz She'avar Olav HaPesach. We'll see in a second whether there might be any reason, right, to be Mechalek. But it's clear from the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch that we're paskining that there's no tfisas damim, and it sounds like there's no iser gavra either. It doesn't say you're not allowed to buy anything with the money. So here you have a huge discussion in the poskim on the tour and the Shulchan Aruch, you know, up to the later ones. Since I don't want to get trapped in this topic because it's so big, so I just want to make a few quick comments just on the page of the Shulchan Aruch itself. I'm just going to go through the Ber Heitev, which summarizes some of the things. If you look at the Shari Tshuva on the side of the page of the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes some of the Achronim will deal with it. The first comment, of course, is the comment of the Bach. So I just wonder, where did Ari go? Ari, it seems like I called on you and yeah. I just like, you know, forgot about you. That's what it seems like, but it's, of course, not true. Where are you?
I'm there.
There you are. Okay, you popped into a different screen. Okay, amazing. Oh, no, you didn't. You're on the same screen. Yeah. Okay. So the Bach, I'm going to ask you your opinion. I didn't ask you to look at these extra things. I'm just going to ask a couple of your opinions on, you know, some of these issues. Because, you know, it's for Pesach. You know, we're getting a lot of shilas. You know, so we all need some help. You know, you want to farm out some of these shilas to the, you know, to the next generation. Right? Ari, you ready for it? You're up to it?
Sure.
He's saying, I've been waiting for this for years. Okay. So the Bach wants to know when apparently there was this Maisa Shahaya that the Rush speaks about in his Tshuvas, does it make a difference who illegally sold the Chametz? Being the Shifcha sold it or he sold it himself? Should that make a difference? I'll just read you the line in the... I'm just reading through the Ber Heitev because I want to save time. One second. Kasav Abach. Davkan shivchaso kanabili yidiyaso oz mutar balabais lihanos mimenu. I will also eat shakana. Asur lehanos mimenu. Ari, what do you think? You're the rabbi. Ah, rabbi. You're the posek.
I mean, I guess if it's just a knas, then it would make a difference if it was he himself or someone else selling it.
Correct. But?
But if it's more about him actually getting enough from it, so then it wouldn't really matter if he himself sold it or not. It's his item.
Excellent. I totally agree. So again, this whole question, whether it's Darbana or Daraisa, but this other question of how to handle it, whether it's a knas, as some Rishonim have it, or it's actually an expression, it's an expansion of his hana, this should be one of the nafkaminas. He didn't do it on purpose, or he didn't do it even. Somebody did it on his behalf. Right? At the end of the day, he's still nanem imenu. Right, Ari, I agree with you. So this is a debate between the Bach and others. I'm going to keep going. Uktas me'achronim mekilim bazeh. V'chein niradas ha-shulchan aruch kan. Right, of course, I'm meaning the pashas of Shulchan Aruch is that nothing is asur, like the Ramban. But could we be mechalek between he doing it himself and it be done and being done on his behalf? Okay, now achein chalipe chalipin yesh lahater afla diday. Ah, according to the Bach, who's saying that the only thing that's mutter is al yidei shifcha. What about chalipe chalipin? Where did Ari go?
Yeah.
No, just answer one. To be the posek hador, you have to ask it, you'd be able to answer at least three. What do you think about chalipe chalipin? And we're just running through these quickly, but they're just things, you know, food for thought to keep thinking about.
Not sure.
Not sure is a good, very humble answer. I like that. Ezra? Chalipe Chalipin?
Not sure either.
Two humble people. Tani?
It doesn't seem like they would be kanis on such a rachok thing. Two steps removed.
So if it's so you're saying, you're not saying I don't know. You're jumping in with both feet first. You're saying it should depend on the on this whole thing. If it's really a knas, then you know, chalipe chalipov seems a little much. Or certainly there are precedents in halacha to say you draw a line somewhere.
Right.
However, if it's a stindoraisa and it's an expression or an indirect hana from the object, what would you say then, Tani?
Maybe it should be asur.
It might still be asur, or not. I mean, the question, I guess, then becomes what we call, and this is a little bit connected to our Petach Hamar analysis, the tziruf issue. Is it still associated in some way, in some broader way, right? Is there an association? Because, again, now, let me explain it this way. If we're talking about the knas, then the association is a visual one. It's in the eyes of other people. We want to prevent this from happening. So how rachok is it? What do other people perceive? You know, it's both the deterrent issue and lo yehechote niskar and, you know, how ragil it is, right? If we're talking about a knas, all those three factors come into play. If we're talking about a din d'oraisa, namely the gavra is continuing to be nanami suriana, right? So in one sense, I'm with Tani. What difference with Khalifa, Khalipe, Khalipe? The point is that it still comes from here. Because it's never, we're not saying that Midrabanan is a kind of tfisas damim like Gabe Davar Zeh. That would be also an interesting formulation. So there's a tfisas damim like Gabe Davar Zeh, but there's not necessarily tfisas damim for the tfisas damim. So whether it's knas in perception or deterrent, or it's knas in the sense of midrabanan, that created a kind of, because that's all. I'd say it's compelling to draw the line at chalipe chalipa. But if we're talking about hanas agavra, my inclination would be, who cares? As long as we can still trace it, you're still being nanda, because you wouldn't have this hana if it wasn't for that violation. So you're still being nanda. Unless we say that at a certain, even the gavra is paka. And that's where, in that sense, the Petach Hamor example is it shows that the strong association, you know, can be a factor to begin with in the fundamental din, right? So presumably, again, it doesn't sound like the Rambam thinks, by the way, to din Rabbanan or the Meiri in the Rambam, etc. But Petach Hamor. Okay, great. So I agree with that. Next. Nearly the af hamachmir, right? Ladidei bechalipin haynu davka ksusu peros vekelim shudavar anikar venira. Aval damav mutarim afilo lechatchila. Okay, Azriel, what do you think?
really throws out. I couldn't hear the last line.
You're paskening for all of Riverdale now. What'd you say?
I couldn't hear the last line. My internet's a little bit spotty.
Okay. I mean, we're only pretending, or my Willie can continue to paskin for Riverdale, but I wanted to, there's a day and there's a discussion in the postgame whether it matters. Dafka ksus uperos vikalin, shu davar nikar venira, that you got in exchange. But dollar, but cash, no. Cash is no Easter. Got it, Israel?
Yeah.
What do you think?
It makes sense.
Makes sense for all points of view? Any points of view?
It's more of a issue in the transfer of the chefta, meaning that you're swapping.
Say that one more time.
Yeah, it's more of a din in the chefta.
Yeah, if you say that midrabanan is a kind of tfisas damim, midin knas or whatever, shelo yichoti niskor or whatever, it's easier to say that. Or again, it's, you know, the association, you know, shelo yichoti niskor, people will see, etc. You're walking around with this, you know, beautiful garment or contraption. Everybody's saying, ah, you know, chalipe suriana. Right, but again, midin hanas hagavra, it shouldn't matter. That shouldn't matter at all,
right?
Because we're not even talking about initially. Mela chalipe chalipov, you might be mechalik, but not in the original. You get money on the table. You get a watch. What difference does it make? Okay, ayin shuvas shari afrayim koza dafka chalipe achametz mutarim. Oh yeah, okay, that's good. Now, what about gidulav? You took the kilai karam and you planted it, or you took this stuff and you planted it.
Yeah,
not the same as chalipe chalipav. In other words, they sent you. He sent you back. I don't know, seeds or a plant or something like that. Right. And then you put it in the ground and it grew more plants. So it's gidulin, not chilupin.
Right.
Because what do you think?
And there's a Tosfos in Avodah Zarah that talks about gidulin, Yisrei Hanas specifically being a problem because it's if it's related.
Right. The sugya in Avodah Zarah that we discussed is really about that partly, right? The sugya in Dalet Amud Beis.
Also on Mem Tes.
What?
Also on Mem Tes earlier.
Yeah. So, but I'm saying actually the one that Rashi says is Drabanan is connected with that problem.
Right.
So here, most of the poskim say, the Magen Avraham, I'm sorry, not the Magen Avraham. One second. Yeah, here's a machlokas between the Chak Yaakov and the Makor Chaim. The Chak Yaakov says that it's the same as Chalipe Chalipav, and he thinks it's Mutter. The Makor Chaim, everybody knows who wrote the Makor Chaim? Ezra? Who wrote the Makor Chaim?
I don't know.
We get you some Jewish history credit here. You wouldn't have to sit for hours on Zoom.
I'm not sure.
Stab at it? What?
I don't know who wrote it.
Ooh. Sure?
I think so.
Okay. Well, that's an honest answer. Jonathan. Oh, I see Jonathan's there. Jonathan Crane. You know, wrote the Makor Chaim?
No.
Okay, Aaron. Aaron?
Yeah. The Nisivos, I think, right?
Excellent. Okay. He saved himself hours on Zoom. The Nesivos wrote the Makor Chaim. Right, particularly famous for his view on Misasek, which we'll maybe talk about. Definitely talk about it next year for sure. So the Makar Chaim says, then his opinion, actually, Gidule, as opposed to Chilufe, are worse. He would be Machmir and Gidule against the Chok Yaakov. Okay? But again, all this is understood. The penny has to be analyzed in two totally different ways. Okay. Then finally, the Magen Avraham has the following ha'ara. The Magen Avraham says, let's say you give the you give the non-Jew, or you sell the non-Jew this Isuriana, but you don't get anything in return until later. Does that make a difference or not? He says the whole issue, the Mahomachlokus, is if you receive immediately. But if you receive later, maybe it's, just kind of viewed like a matana bialma. And there's not enough tziruf. Right? That is the chiddush of the Magen Avraham. The Elia Rabbah in the poskim here, Mr. Brewer also quotes it in the Shara Tzion. That's a debate between the Magen Avraham and the Elia Rabbah. What's fascinating is that the Chavetz Chaim himself in the Be'er Halacha discusses the opposite problem. He thinks that even if there's no problem spending the money, if you didn't get the money right away, there's a problem to accept the money, even after you made the sale. Either because that seals the deal and that is the Zman HaYisur, or even if not, that's the Zman Hana. So actually there are two opposite views about what happens if you don't get your money immediately in exchange for the Yisur Hana, whether it's better or it's worse. Okay? And that's an interesting argument in its own right. But what I want to say, what I want to add to the mix is merely this, and that is that depending on what we're talking about here is two very broad ideas. One is the Doraisa idea that there's an extended Hanas HaGavra, and the question is how far does that go? And the other is more in terms of Knas, in terms of deterrent, in terms of, Loyechote Niskar. And I believe that a lot of these issues break down in terms of that. So there is there's a very extensive literature in terms of being mechalek within the view that there's an Isar Gabra between all sorts of different scenarios. Okay, now let's move on to Isurei Hanah D'Rabbana. Jonathan, I had you in my...
Yeah.
In the sights. What?
Yeah.
Hi, Jonathan. Hello. How are you?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So what do you think about Durabanans and all this?
We went over that the Rashba mentioned that's how we understood the Ramban.
Say that again?
We mentioned in the Rashba that's how we understood the Ramban. That's the issue with Tachlife.
Yeah, correct. No, I formulated the question wrong. You're correct, 100%. Good. No, with the Rashi and all that. What I mean is, let's go back to the last point of Tosis for a minute. What I really want to talk about when I Durabanan, in the Din of Isurei Hanah Durabanan itself, it's the Din of Isurei Hanah itself, because really what we've been discussing is to what extent Isurei Hanah are defined only by the Chefza. Or if you extract benefit from that chefza in a more indirect fashion, right? Whether doraisa, that's all also considered to be a violation of Isurei Hanah. That's what we've been discussing, right? Whether it's drabanan, whether it's doraisa. Today we discussed several nafkaminas, right? Chalipe chalipav. You get the damim later. There's a difference between dam and davar mesuyam. Between chilupim and chilupim and gidulim, you do it for your, et cetera. Correct, Jonathan?
Yes.
What I want to know is, in just as there might be different Isuriana regarding that question, namely, whether or not the benefits that you extract in a more indirect way also constitute part of the scope of Isuriana, right? Maybe there's a difference between not just Tfisas Damim and not Tfisas Damim, maybe there's a difference in that question too, right? Between different types of Isuriana. Right? We discussed it with regard to Petra Chamor, for example. Right? So what about Isuriana Daraisa and Darabana? Would it make sense that there would be a distinction with regard to that on this issue too? Meaning, can you conceive of the possibility that even if there's an Isur for the Machlif, that is limited either to certain types of Isur and Adaraisa that we've already considered with Rambam, right? Or that distinguishes Isur and Adaraisa and Isur and Adarabanan? Or that within Isur and Adarabanan, we might distinguish between different types regarding this issue, Gufa. Can you consider that? What do you think about that, Jonathan?
Seems like a good distinction.
Say that again?
Seems like a good distinction to me.
Oh, thank you. You're very encouraging. I appreciate that. So, what does our sugya tell us about that? Or how is our sugya helpful with regard to that? Or is it? What's our sugya talking about?
We're discussing the chametz of an over avera after Pesach, and he switches it. So yeah. Is he
the Darais or Drabanan?
Yeah, so that's Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yerushalman.
Excellent. So Gufa, whether or not, the Rashi here, which is so much part of the discussion, is talking about Yisrael and Drabanan or Daraisa. Quite depends partly on the Gemara. So as I mentioned also that when the Shulchan Aruch brings us halacha and Chutz Chametz, they actually talk about it not in terms of Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach so much, at least initially, but they talk about it in terms of Chametz Lifnei Pesach when it's Aser. Right? Misha Chamishis, Misha Shishis. What about that halacha? In theory, might we distinguish between Isura and Adrabanan and Isura and Adaraisa? A. And B, even within Isura and Adrabanan, between different types of Isura and Adrabanan? This is an important question. That might be another way of formulating the following question. Ellie Hyman?
Yeah.
What would be the question, really? I'm saying it's really another way of formulating question, nothing profound, just to make it clear.
Maybe that within Isurei Derabanan, do they all have the same basis, or maybe could different Isurei Derabanan have different natures?
Exactly. Are all Isurei Derabanan the same, or are some patterned after Daraisa more intrinsic Isurei, more the others are more either Mekil or more Gavra oriented? Being more Gavri oriented here makes it better or worse. It's also an interesting question, right? So just as whatever we say about Lifnei, Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach, the Rabbi Shimon would say, is that necessarily true about Chametz Lifnei Zmano, which are only Drabana? If we can be mechalik between Yisrael and Adaraisa, certainly within Drabanans, the ones that are more Kein Daraisa and less Kein Daraisa, right? Makes sense to distinguish as well. So the parallel to this question is actually discussed by Tosis here on the bottom. Zev, Hurt? That's what we left off with, yes, the last time. And that is the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis Tosis. Got it? The last couple of lines. Zev? Zev? Where did Zev go? Just go quickly, because I wanted
to... Sorry, I was on mute. I was on mute, sorry. I just didn't go off mute there.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah. Okay, so...
It's totally not fair that everybody's on mute. And, you know, I get to say whatever I want.
Right. So he mentioned at the end about Kiddushin.
Excellent. V'nehi, the last few lines are very critical.
V'nehi d'amrina b'reish kol shah, d'vaham kadesh b'shah osterabanan, v'cham itzterabanan, d'choshin l'kidushin, mikol mako mikudash es gemura lohavya, d'im ba'acher v'kitsha, choshin l'kidush eshneim.
Very important, very mikudash line in Tosfos. Even though this is chulin, as we know, you know, you can never tell what's important for what. So this is actually very important for this topic. So what is Tosfos saying? Let's just break it down very quickly. Well, where does it come in here? Because we've just been saying that what? Depending on how you read the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, one way or another, right, it sounds like you know, there might be a difference between Isuri and Adrabanan and Isuri and Adarais.
Right.
So then he says, "V'nehi d'amrina b'reish kol shah, v'mekadesh b'shah z'drabanan v'chamin z'drabanan, d'choshashin l'kiddushin." Does it actually say that? I mean, if it's really only Yisur and Adrabanan.
Yeah. So why would you be mekadesh at all?
So then maybe
it should work. It should be a full kiddushin then.
Yeah, because min haTorah, there's kiddushin.
Right.
It's only a kiddushin l'chumra.
Right.
Does it even say that any of that there in Psachim or not? What does it really say in Psachim? I told you to get a chance to look at it.
Yeah.
Did you?
He says. He says.
What does the Gemara say there?
He says that if in choshen l'kedushin that we're not choshish.
Yes. How come Tosfos is quoting the Gemara wrong? That's not acceptable, is it? They're asking kasha by quoting a Gemara that doesn't exist. Gemara says the opposite. Gemara says I'm the kadesh. B'chite kurdenaisa b'shashishis. Ein koshish in the kiddushin. If you read this, if you don't look up the Gemara, and you just read Tosfos, it sounds like the Gemara there says, "Amakadish b'shashish drabanan v'chamin drabanan, koshish in the kiddushin." Gemara says, "Amakadish b'chite kurdenaisa b'shashishis, ein koshish in the kiddushin." Meaning, even though it's yisur and drabanan, the kiddushin is not chal. How does Tosfos get away with that? I mean, not really, come on. I mean, but it requires a comment. For sure, it's fascinating. Seth? Or Zev, did you want to defend it or not?
I'm not sure.
Seth?
I thought it was very strange of Tosfos. I'm not sure why he did it.
You thought it was strange?
Yes. Usually you should quote Gemara correctly. I'm not sure why he didn't.
Ah, Yitzhak? Weiss?
I didn't see the Tosfos over there, but if it says Ein Choshesh in L'Kiddushov, it definitely does seem strange.
Okay, yeah, no, we all agree that it seems strange. Now we're at the point where we need some answers. David?
It depends on whether we're talking about, I think, Tehillas from the beginning of the sixth hour or at the end of the sixth hour.
Say that again?
It depends if we're talking about the beginning of the sixth hour or the end of the sixth hour.
Tosfos didn't misquote the Gemara. Tosfos is including their interpretation of this Gemara. Right, Ari?
Yeah.
Meaning, the Gemara says, "Makadosh bechite kurdenaisa b'shal shishi ein choshen lekiddusha." Tosas understood. This is a huge debate to understand what that Gemara is saying. Right? What's the Machlokas Rashi and Tosas right there? Did you see it?
Yeah.
The Pesachim?
Yeah. The Machlokas is about whether or not it's referring to Shos, Deraisa, or Derabanan.
Correct. Rashi says what?
Yeah, Rashi says that it has to be that the Gemara is talking about Shishos from the beginning of the Shishos, because after Shishos would be Deraisa. So he says it has to be talking about Shos, Derabanan.
Shos, Derabanan. What does Rashi think about the Chametz, the Pashtus?
The chametz, meaning in terms of deraisa derabanan,
yeah,
derabanan,
chametz derabanan. It's Rashi's troubled by it because he thinks it sounds a little like nuksha, but he says in the end it's not. It sounds like Rashi thinks. Again, people have read Rashi differently. But again, I want to spend so much time on this. It's next year's topic, but basically, it sounds like Rashi is often understood as saying that it's shos derabanan and chametz deraisa. Yeah?
Yeah, Harry.
And what does Rabbeinu Tam say?
That it shows
that it's,
yeah, shows the rice and chametz derabanan
because it's nuksha.
Yeah,
right. So Bain Rashi, Bain. First of all, it's an interesting argument. Do they argue about the Metzias or do they argue halacha? We're going to finish in like 10 minutes, but because I'm going to try to keep it a little shorter. It's not clear whether Rashi and Tosas argue on the Metzius or in the Halacha. Let's assume for the moment they argue the Halacha. So Rashi thinks, what's the argument about? In both cases, there's only one Rabbanan, right?
Mm-hmm.
But either way, it would sound like Tosas thinks that if there were two Rabbanans, then we would say Choshen the Kiddushin. That's what Tosas and Chulin gets what he gets. Tosas here says, right, Zev? Where did Zev go? Oh, there he is.
Right here. Zev. Yeah.
Tosas, one more time here. Hamakadosh b'shos drabanan, v'chametz drabanan, choshen
l'kiddush. Yeah. So that
and
would be...
say that in the Gemara, the answer is, well, according to Tosas, it does. If Tosas understood that shos, shishis, is shos daraisa, then implicitly the Gemara seems to be saying that if it was shos and chametz drabanan, then we would say choshishin. Correct?
Right. Yes? I mean, he calls it shos drabanan here. So, right, if it was shos deraisa, then we would be.
If it was shos drabanan, the Rashi Tosasin in Psachim says that it's shos deraisa.
Right. So that's why we would not be choshishin.
But if it had been both, then it sounds like Koshishin. Otherwise, why not say both?
Right.
So there are Rishonim, let me make it clear, who think that it's both. There are some who interpret Rashi that way. So let's say there are several Shitas, right? Either it's Shos Drabanan and Chametz Daraisa, right? Shos Daraisa, Chametz Drabanan. Or shos and chametz, Rabbanan. So what's the machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi there, even assuming one is shos Rabbanan, the other is chametz Rabbanan? If it isn't just a linguistic argument in reading the Gemara, what's the difference? In both cases, you have only one Rabbanan. Now, according to Tosas here, it sounds like if had there been two Rabbanans, we might have changed the psak. And then you have 2 days in Tosis, meaning we would have said that the condition is Chal Daraisa Lagamri, or you still need a get. But it's plenty, Mechut, plenty big enough Chiddush. So, put it this way. The Rishonim would think that even betray Drabanan ain't Choshen. Then there's a Machlokes, whether to be Chalik between. Then there's a shita that says trade rabbanon, choshishin. Then there's an argument whether shos rabbanon, or shows or chametz drabanan is more of a reason to say in choshishin. Everybody with me? Okay, so what's going on? You have multiple views. What is this all about? Well, the answer is simple, because on one level, what would you have said, Noach? If I asked you this question, I just woke you up in the middle of the night, right, and I said, listen, what do you think?
I would say that presumably...
Mekadesh Anisha B'Yisuri Ano D'Rabbanan. Do you need a get or not?
So, Lechora, you do need a get. The Kiddushin is how?
Of course, everybody would think that you need a get. Right? Because on a Daraisa level, it's not Yisuri Ano.
So unless the Rabbanan, for some reason, are able to be... Because, I mean, the sources talk about being Mekadesh Anisha Al-Yaday, based in the Moshe, the Klal Yisrael, and all things that give based in a like real power in Yanei Kedusha. So unless you think they can ma'aker your Kedushin, definitely when the problem is a Darabonan issue and the Shalat of Darabonan, the Kedushin would be chal and you would need a get.
Okay. Who says that, by the way, that whole idea that you just mentioned?
I think Tosfot mentions it.
Well, Rashi, really, in Pesachim.
If I get it quickly.
Rashi Pesachim?
Rashi
and Pesachim. Rashi and Pesachim, Aleph, says that the reason that Mekadesh Mechite Kordonaisa B'Shashish is Mekudeshes, and Ein Choshen L'Kiddushin, sorry, is because of Kala Mekadesh and Atad Rabban and Mekadesh.
Right.
Which is Rashi's way of saying that fundamentally we should go by the Doraisa. But there's a special din of Afkinu or Kala Mekadesh. Excuse me. Tosus Rabbeinu Peretz, I don't want to get too bogged down, so Tosus Rabbeinu Peretz and the Ritva in Pesachim, we'll talk more next year, they disagree with Rashi in a fundamental way. Right? They write, but they're different also, the formulations. I just don't want to get into it right now. Let's read you Tosus Rabbeinu Peretz quickly. Quotes Rashi, Kosha kivin de mekudeshes min haTorah hechaf gur rabbanan kedusha binei. Yishoma kivin de rabbanan astru ein shava klum. Vimkein midaraisa ein de mekudeshes de beinan shava kesa veleika. Chadad asal machro, ba'od la yimatzei adam sheikneu. By the way, those two things are parallel. Our Thursday discussion. One sounds like, it's not just that one is mitzad the mocher, the other is mitzad the kona. It's that one is about the legal rights. His legal rights are restricted, and that's what's koveya. The other is he's not going to find anybody, so it's not worth anything. Right? Okay. Then in the continuation, it says, V'hochi mai saraya, d'chiyecha d'chazin n'hocha, d'chametz rabana v'shalos d'araisa, eina b'rshuso, v'chanami nami le'el, b'chametz d'araisa b'shalos d'rabana. So he actually equates Shos Drabanan and Chametz Daraisa and Shos Daraisa and Chametz Drabanan because each is Chadra. Anyways, the Tosafot parents of the Ritva both say that, let me go back to Rashi. Rashi is saying that if not for a special intervention, Yisrael and Drabanan should be Kedusha Daraisa. And it's a special din of Kiddu. Tosus in Kiddushin, Daf Nun Ches, Amud Aleph. Anybody get a chance to see that? Azriel, you saw it?
I didn't have a chance to.
What?
I didn't have a chance to.
But not yet. Okay. Josh? About Chulin Shadishku Bazara?
Yeah.
What does Tosa say there? Tosa says it sounds like Chulin Shadishku Tu Bazara. The Kiddushin requires a get.
Yeah.
Actually, the Ritva, Lishitasa, the Ritva and Kiddushin says, you know why it needs a get? Because it's not even Asar Bahanad Rabbanan. But the Pashtus, it is Asar Bahanad Rabbanan. So why do you need a get? So what does Tosa say?
Tosa says, because the only problem by Chametz is that there was Shaos D'Oraisa, otherwise it would be Chal, even though there's an Isar D'Rabbanan.
Why? What's the principle?
Um,
You're right. You're absolutely right. What's the principle? Akiva. What's the principle?
I don't know.
They're both Rabbanan. Who cares? Yitzchak, Weiss?
I'm not sure. I didn't see the Tosis over there.
You got a chance? Yitzchak Kamenetsky?
I'm looking at it. I'm not sure what the key line is.
What's his distinction?
There he says it shows the rice, but here it's legal Isur Derabanan. That's what I see him saying.
The other one that you have the Nun Chasam and Aleph?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Okay, great.
Vim Tamar Hamash Madiko Isur Derabanan, Tahachimash Malishna, Vim Kane, Heach Mekadesh Ben. Between an Issa Derabanan and Shos Derabanan?
Well, no, it sounds like what he's saying is you need something Doraisa, to use a rabbinic expression, you need it to be an Issa Hana Derabanan that in some way is Kain Doraisa. Now, if you have a pure Derabanan that you created from nothing, like Chulin Shanishkutu Bazara, in terms of Yisrana, then Choshen LeKiddushin. By implication, he's also saying what Tosis is saying here in Chulin. If you had trade Rabbanan, by the way, you could be Mechalik. Can you be Mechalik between Chulin Shenishkutu Bazara, assuming that the Yisrana is Mitchilav Yadsof only Rabbanan, as opposed to Chametz, Sha'os, and Matzos Rabbanan? Sure, because it's still, there are two drabanans, but there is a chametz that is also anabanam in araisa. But the way he seems to formulate it is that he seems to say, well, it's true there's chametz, which is araisa, but if you have no remnant of it here, because both the shos and the chefts are both drabanan, that would be like chulin shenishkutu bazar. Correct? What I'll say is that the argument between Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi in Psachim is even if there's a Kain Doraisa, maybe it matters which one. Right? One thinks that Cheftza Shel Chametz Doraisa makes it Kain Doraisa, and the other thinks that Shos Doraisa make it more Doraisa. And Tosis in Kiddushin is saying either or. And one could have said, one could have argued with from many points of view. So to sum up, what I'm saying is, on one level, you could say what the Ritva and Rabbeinu Peretz, the mentality of the Ritva and Rabbeinu Peretz, Udi Imam, is that every Yisrael and Drabanan, it doesn't matter how many Drabanans, it shouldn't matter whether Kain Daraisa or Lav Kain Daraisa. If the mentality isn't Lamaisa, you can't go to the candy store and buy something with it. Right? Because Osir Limkar or Ein Motzim Konim, which I think are two different perspectives, one being way more pragmatic, the other being somewhat, at least Rabbanan formalistic, whatever. If you take either of those perspectives, then any Isra Nod Rabbanan should be Ein Choshen LeKiddushin, which again is why the Ritva in Kiddushin says at Chol She Nishkutu Bazar, the answer really answers it's not even Osir Nod Rabbanan. This is the famous Ritva, the Ritva in Kiddushin and in Psachim, famously draws a distinction between Isurei Hanad Rabbanan and Psulei Eidus Rabbanan. The Ritva says, if you're Mekadesh Bifnei Psulei Eidus Rabbanan, mean, Eidim are ksherim min haTorah, let's say they're mesachek mekuvya, so they're possible with Rabbanan. The Ritva says you always need a get. Because midaraisa, there are any kiyum. The Ritva always contrasts that in Kiddushin, in Psachim, in Gittin. The Ritva always contrasts that with Mekadesh, Bipsule, Bisuri, and Drabanan. What's the difference? In both cases, you did something that is illegal Drabanan and legal Daraisa. It's the same thing, right? Ellie, Goldberg, same thing?
Yeah.
Sounds like it, but the Ritva thinks not. So what is Ritva's idea?
What, that there are different types of Darabanans?
No. In this case, what he's saying is there are different types of... That's the other Rishonim are saying. Saying Psule Darabanan is a formal issue. So you have to be Kaddish Mifneinim, and the question is, are they Ksheirim or not? That's a legal formal question. Is Isur Anav a legal formal question?
I mean, on a Durabanan level, it is. They say something's also Durabanan.
Well, not according to the Ritva. That's exactly what the Rebbeinu Peretz and the Ritva are denying.
He said it's just about whether people will buy it.
Yeah. They're saying, Lamaisa, it doesn't matter why you can't buy it or sell it. The Shame Shovi or Bailus, those are pragmatic. Affected categories, much in Cain, the presence of Edim. So that's the Ritva Rabbeinu Peretz. The opposite view is Rashi, who says everything should be played out by Daraisa Drabbanan, if not for Kala Mekadesh Adata Drabbanan Mekadesh. And in between, you have a whole group of Rishonim who are distinguishing between different Isurei Anah Drabbanan. Tosis in Kiddushin is saying Yeshlar Ein La Ikar Ben HaTorah. Tosis in Chulin and Kiddushin Nunches are saying even Trei Drabanan would be considered like Ein La Ikar Ben HaTorah, and you would say Choshen Li Kiddushin. But if you had either Shos Daraisa or Chometz Daraisa, that would be Kain Daraisa, and then you'd say Ein Choshen. Maybe that's goof for the machlokas or Rashi, which is worse, Raisa or Chametz Doraisa. But that's goof for the argument. Tosis here, on our spot, is saying if you had trade Rabbanan like Tosis and Kiddushin, then Inochanami Choshen and Kiddushin. So this argument is relevant not only to these issues, but even within Pesach itself. Let's say, again, we're talking about in terms of being Mekadesh and Isha and whether you need to get Midrabanan or not. That's where you have this massive machlokas that we just discussed. But we also have the same machlokas with regard to the question of whether or not there's an Iser on the Mocher, the Machlif, or not. Our Gemara is about Chametz Avar Alav HaPesach. A lot of the discussion in the Poskim in Shulchan Aruch is about Chametz Lifnei HaPesach. If you could be Bechalek on different Doraisas of Yisuri Anah, then the fact that you could be Bechalek between Yisuri Anah, Doraisa, and Rabbanan is very reasonable. And in light of everything we just said about Kiddushin, that you might be mechalik within Isur Anah Drabanan between Yesh Kein Daraisa, Ein Kein Daraisa, Shos Drabanan, Chametz Drabanan, all the distinctions that we're talking about now could also extend to that. What is the nature of Isur Anah Drabanan? The answer is there are different types. There are types which are intrinsic Isurim, and others that are just more pragmatic, you're not allowed to benefit therefrom. So even in terms of, Chametz Lifnei Zmano, Chametz Lachar Zmano, there might be important distinctions to that. Let's leave you with one thought. That is, the Chidusha Griz at the very end of Hukas Chametz Umatza, sorry, where did I put that? In the Chidushei Hagriz, in the very end of Perek Aleph Hilchos Chametz Matzah, he discusses Shah Chamishis and Shah Shishis with regard to Isur Achila, not Isur Anah, but the same idea. He points out that if you look carefully at the language of the Rambam, when the Rambam describes the various dinim, the last halach in Perek Aleph, or second last halach, second last two halachos. Okay, so asur chakamim lecho chametz b'tchilas shah shishis kedei shelo yiga b'isur Torah. So there's an isur to eat chametz starting from shah chamishis. That's drabanan. Then there's an Isur, additional Isur Hana for Shah Shishis. That's what we were just talking about. Right? So it's Isur Achila and Hana. And then Shah Shishis and on, since we paskin, that's already Asur Minat Torah, according to most Rishonim. Certainly if you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, even according to Rabbi Shimon, there may not be a separate lav. But according to most Rishonim, maybe with the exception of Balamor, there's an Isra Achila Nahana. Balamor thinks that if you eat it, Achilasa Zuyash Basasa. Okay. Everybody with me? So the Rambam, in describing these different gradations, when he talks about the Isra Achila of Chamishis and Shishis, he formulates it differently. I'm going to read it. Va'amru Chachamim, Va'asru Chachamim, sorry. Lecho chametz mitchilas shashishis, kedesha lo yiga beiser Torah. Umitchilas shashishis, ya chametz asur bachilu bahana. Kol shashishis midivrei sofrim, v'shara yom b'shviyas ulamala min haTorah. Again, the Ravel was trying to explain the Yerushalmi, and you know if it's tamei, whether you can burn it together. It's more elaborate than for the moment. But the diuk is in the language of the Rambam is 100% clear. And that is, notice that when the Rambam talks about the Isra of Achilab Shah Chamishis, he speaks Osru Chachamim Lechol, the Gavra. Some of this is mine. Mitchila Shah Shishis Kedei gives a reason, pragmatic reason, Shelo Yigabi Isra Torah. He's not saying that Midrabana they extended the Isra Achila earlier. He's saying you can't eat because of this. And then when he switches to talking about shashishis, he says, "Umitchila shashishis yia hachametz asur ba'achila, yia asur ba'achila instead of asru lechol." Right, ubahana, and then he repeats kol shashishis. Here he describes it as midivrei sofrim, and he links it b'shara yom b'shviyas olamala min haTorah. So in three different ways, the Rambam subtly distinguishes the Isra Achila of Shah Chamishis and Shah Shishis, as if to say one is an Isra Gavra, and the other is the early onset, or treating it as an early onset of Shas Isar. Then he says again, Shah Chamishis ain't ochlim ba chametz, right, begavra, zera mishum yom amun and shem yitta ben chamishis l'shishis, with justification. The Eina Osir Bahanah B'Shach Chamishis. Lefikach, this is where our Velvel comes in. Tries to explain this. Lefikach. Tolin Ba Truma V'Lechem Toda Kiyotzma B'Chamed Shu Kodesh La'ochem V'Losarfen Ancha Tagia Shashishis V'Sarfen Akol. The question is why you can't eat it already B'Shach Chamishis. Why can't you burn it already? So he explains because in Shach Chamishis it's an Isar Gavra Mishum Yom Ba'unan. Shashishis, it's already connected to Isra Anah, and they just advance the shame Macholos Asuros. That's Koveh, whether you can burn it together or not. And then again, you see it again in Halacha Yud. Halamarta, Shemutar Lecho Chametz Biyom Yudalid, Ad Sof Shorevias. The Ein Ochlin, the Gavra, the Shah Chamishis, Aval Nenin Bo. Ha'ocha b'shashishis makin osa makas mardus, va'ocha mitzkilas sheish, Shvius Loka. So it isn't just gradations and what the consequences are. It's perfectly clear that the Rambam is saying that the Isra Achidos, Shachamishus, and Shoshishus, though both Drabanan, are two totally different types of Drabanan, and they're Nafkamina. Exactly like we were talking about in terms of Isra Anah, right? The debate between Rashi and Tosas, or Trei Drabanan, etc. Maybe one is Kain Doraisa, the early onset, the shame and the chalos, at least on a Drabanan level, while the other is just, you know, more pragmatic and more of an Isra Gavra, but there's no shame chametz. Even the Gabi Macholas Lasuros. It's not Macholas Lasuros Drabanan or Medivri Sofer. So this is just another expression. There's a din of Eimevat L'Nisar L'Chatchila. So in the beginning of Beitza and other places. So the Bali Tosis all say that Eimevat L'Nisar L'Chatchila applies also to Drabanans, not just to Doraisas, but only Drabanans that are Kein Doraisa. There are a number of other sugyas as well. Okay, I'm sorry we didn't get further, but this ends our brief discussion, hopefully, of Chalipe, Isurianon, Drabanan, and Daraisa, etc. There's much more to say. Again, I hope we revisit it next year. We'll pick up with a shorter share, but tomorrow I do want to do Davav. Again, it's Hashkaf oriented too. So let's first go through the Ena Kardesh Baruch Hu, maybe Takal Al Yado, Gemaras. Let's just do a quick survey of the Shakavataria and Tosis and the Ramban and the Shita Mekubetzes and the Marshal, maybe the first things I gave in the Mar Mekomos. And then Emirat Hashem on Tuesday, we'll talk about Chayshinan Lechlufe and those matters, and then try to speak more about also Demai itself, etc. Okay? So I wish everybody a good day. Hopefully tomorrow at 2. We'll try to keep the Zoom. I didn't live up to that today.